There are currently two Pico balloons in the air. ZS1ERZ-12, that was launched on 16 August 2025, is still travelling over the Southern Ocean around Antarctica. On its 12th trip around the Southern Hemisphere, this balloon is currently approximately halfway between South Africa and Australia, at 40 degrees south and 64 degrees east. This balloon has travelled a distance of 360,492 kilometres, has been in the air for 143 days, and has had 5,128 spots so far. A truly remarkable achievement. ZS6-SRC-83, the Mauritian balloon, was last heard on the 26th of December 2025 to the east of Australia, and has not been heard from again. ZS6-SRC-32, running a 10-meter whisper beacon and launched on 29 December from Bloemfontein, is doing well and is currently over Western Australia. ZS6-SRC-33, also running a 10-meter whisper beacon and also launched on 29 December from Bloemfontein, started losing altitude shortly after launch and seems to have crashed. Well done to everyone involved with these Pico balloons, and a great achievement for the ZS1ERZ-12 balloon. On Wednesday, Jan, ZS1 India, posted a very interesting post about why do ants nest in electrical and electronic equipment. I personally have had a lot of experience with ants, especially making nests in their outdoor alarm sensors around the garden, and they really cause serious damage. I've had to replace numerous sensors in the garden. Touch wood, we have not had issues indoors yet. However, we have had treatments done for termites, and that has also sorted the ants out around the house as well. Take a look at Johan's post at grhubnetwork.blogspot.com/2025/12/y-do-ants-nest-in-electrical-and.html. Around 2023, there was an off-grid emergency communications HF radio developed by Dr. Daniel Marks, Kilo Whiskey 4 Tango India, that was called the RF Bitbanger. You can find more information about this device at github.com/paparomeo-oscar-foxtrot-delta-charlie-9/RF-bitbanger. Some of the thought process around this radio was for a simple, basic low-power radio that uses basic components that can be field repairable as well. The radio had a novel digital mode called Simple Conversational Amateur Message Protocol, or SCAMP, implemented on an ATmega 382P, which is an Arduino processor, which performs coherent FSK modulation and forward error correction to achieve excellent performance in weak signal conditions. No PC was required for this digital mode. It was implemented all on the Arduino. The mode was designed to be simple to set up to make it easy to initiate a contact. This digital mode SCAMP is now available for use through the FLDigi software suite. There is a video available about the BitRanger and SCAMP that can be viewed at www.youtube.com/watch?V=FoxtrotBravoGolfSierra_4QuebecSierraKiloNovemberEcho. And the link can be found on the text version of this program. What is really interesting is that while FLDigi suite of software has been around for a long time, there is constant development and updates still being done on it. I have come across two items where AI, or artificial intelligence, is being used in amateur radio. The first one is AI noise filtering, called RM Noise. The RM Noise project uses AI with the goal of removing noise from SSB voice or CW radio signals. The AI has been trained using noise recordings, which are often unique to each setup and location. The client program sends the radio's noisy output to the AI servers, and the servers remove the noise in real time and return the audio back to the client for listening. The client software runs in Windows, and the audio from your radio is connected to the microphone of your computer. And then the RM noise system will use AI to instantly reduce the noise of your received audio output and present it back on the speaker of your computer. Sounds interesting. The only downside is that you need an internet connection wherever you deploy your radio. Take a look at ournetplace.com/rm-noise for more information. The second AI application is Whiskey 6 Romeo Golf Charlie /AI, which is an AI radio operator and voice assistant. W6RGC/AI brings the power of modern artificial intelligence to amateur radio through an AI ham operator and voice assistant named 7. It acts as an AI co-pilot designed to work both on and off the internet, turning your radio into a direct interface for advanced capabilities. Activate 7 with its name, then speak as you would to another operator, like, 7, this is W6 Romeo Golf Charlie. Let's do a QSO. Or 7, what are you good at? So now you will be able to not only talk to Siri to assist you, you can also talk to 7 to help you with your amateur radio as well. You can find out more about 7 at github.com/RichCannings, and I'll spell it, Romeo India Charlie Hotel Charlie Alpha November November India November Golf Sierra /Whiskey 6 Romeo Golf Charlie-Alpha India. At least in the foreseeable future, this program will be researched, compiled, and presented by RI and not AI. Well, that is all for this week. How about telling us about that exciting long-distance contact that you have made on the VHF and above bands, or about that project that you are working on in the VHF and above bands? Send me a consolidated report of your activity or project with any additional photos, audio, or video clips to bjacobza@gmail.com. Remember, by sharing your activities with us at VHF News allows us to tell the rest of the amateur community about your achievements, and the more we promote the activity on the VHF and above bands, the better chance we have of encouraging more amateurs to explore the world above 30 MHz. Focus on VHF and Above is compiled, edited, and presented for Amateur Radio Today by Brian Jacobs, ZS6 Yankee Zulu.